Happy Tuesday, Cyclone Nation. Welcome to a new Cyclone Fanatic podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Chris Williams riding solo with you guys today as going to do a quick little basketball recruiting update today, brought to you by our good friends at Heartland Flags, HeartlandFlagpoles.com. I double dog dare you to go on to HeartlandFlagpoles.com. Find a team. Find your favorite team. I don't care what the sport is. Like NASCAR? I like NASCAR. Oh, look, it's Chase Elliott flags. He's my favorite driver. I get a Chase Elliott flag that I'll wave proudly when I go to the NASCAR race in Kansas here in a couple of weeks. Oh, yeah, I'm totally going to rock that. That's as simple as it is at HeartlandFlagpoles.com. You a baseball fan? Boom. All of your favorite baseball teams. Check it out. HeartlandFlagpoles.com. Been with us for years now. We appreciate that partnership. Giving the On the Trail guys a break this week, I've really been the one on the basketball recruiting front, so I figured today that I could just kind of knock this out. It is an incredibly fluid time with Iowa State basketball recruiting. Not only Iowa State basketball recruiting, but the entire world of recruiting. Anytime you get into the spring class, it gets weird, especially in today's day and age with the amount of transfers that's out there. I'm not telling you, if you're listening to this, you're probably a diehard, bit of a guru when it comes to hoops recruiting and Iowa State basketball. So this is clearly stuff that you already know. However, especially weird this time around with the four scholarships to burn that Iowa State had. It began last week with Marielle Shayok, the Virginia transfer who verbally committed and signed a financial aid agreement with Iowa State. So that means three scholarships to burn. There was some movement over the weekend. The young man, Justin Edwards, from Northwest Florida Community College, of course, he's a guard. He committed to LSU. Garrison Brooks, who I never really thought Iowa State would get, but he was certainly on Iowa State's radar. He ends up going to North Carolina. For those of you not good with names, he was the young man who was previously verbally committed to Mississippi. Actually signed with Mississippi, got out of that contract. He's now with Roy Williams at North Carolina. All right, where does Iowa State stand right now with the remaining three scholarships? It all starts with Shakir Justin, the top-ranked JUCO prospect in the country out of Hutchinson in Kansas. I still think Iowa State is a slight favorite here. I've thought this for a while. But I strongly emphasize the word slight. I don't think that anybody really knows how this one turns out. It's weird. DePaul, UNLV, Rhode Island, and Iowa State are the four. It's just a weird group of schools lumped together. You've got a school on the West Coast. You've got a couple Midwestern schools. You got a school on the East Coast. It's just a lot of bizarre connections going around for Shakir Justin. I still think he'll end up at Iowa State, but I don't know. It's a very weird recruitment. He seems to like the fact that Steve Prohm has been the guy recruiting him for Iowa State. In fact, I heard that when Steve Prohm, after Iowa State beat Kansas and Lawrence earlier this year, Prohm got in a car and headed over to Hutch to see Shakir Justin. So it's been a very intimate recruitment for Iowa State and head coach Steve Prohm. I think that will be the difference in this. But, again, I don't want you guys to get your hopes up because recruiting is very, very weird, especially this case. I don't know exactly how it will play out. But Tuesday, April 25th, it's 2:05 p.m. If I had to name a favorite, I'd say it's Iowa State. I still like Ed Morrow from Nebraska. Now, he would be a sit-out transfer. I still like Iowa State's chances with him. Xavier and, who's the other team? Marquette. That's Iowa State's top competition for Ed Morrow. I really like this player. I'm really hoping that Iowa State lands him. He's been out, you know, in and out of the lineup for 10 miles at Nebraska for 2 years now, and he's never fully really been healthy in Lincoln. I think this is a guy, he's had leg problems, foot problems, and if he has like a full year off to sit out and get healthy and really work on his game, I think he could be an absolute stud for his last 2 years in college. So I'm really pulling for Ed Morrow to be the guy he'll be visiting, I believe, coming up this weekend. I want to look back to last weekend right now with Elijah Brown, the graduate transfer who would be immediately eligible to play out of New Mexico. He averaged 18.8 points per game last year. Now, I reported on Sunday night that I thought Gonzaga was still the clubhouse leader with Iowa State and Oregon, kind of sitting there in a tie, something like that, for second place. Got some conflicting information today where Iowa State feels really good where it's at right now. I still don't think he'll end up at Iowa State. I still think he ends up at the other two. But I think Iowa State has a better shot than I did on Sunday. Right now, I would probably label it almost 30-30-30, but I would give a slight edge to Oregon, then Gonzaga, and Iowa State. It does sound like Elijah is very interested in playing in a power conference, which that gives Iowa State and Oregon a bit of an edge. Geography, that is where Iowa State's big downfall is. This is a young man from Orange County, California. That's where he was born and raised, and clearly played his college ball in New Mexico, so he's very used to the West Coast. That gives Oregon and Gonzaga an edge, I believe. But I like Iowa State's positioning better than I did on Sunday after he wrapped up his official visit. It sounds like Iowa State had Donovan Jackson really courting him throughout the weekend, and it sounds like that those two hit off. Let's talk about this All-Star kid from Wright State. He is a real wild card, not only for Iowa State, but other schools recruiting him. Iowa State's been trying to set an official with him for quite some time. It's still kind of flying around right now. Nothing set in stone. That's really all I can tell you. I'd like to give you a little bit more insight on that situation, but I can't. That would be irresponsible for me. I just don't have it for you at this time. I still think Iowa State ends up getting a visit there. However, I'm less confident he ends up Iowa State than I was maybe a week ago at this time. Okay. So that's where – those are your top guys right now. That's the top tier of guys Iowa State is recruiting, I believe. I don't believe I've missed anybody. There's the Beverly kid. There's some talk around him right now. I still need to do some investigating on that before I can give you clear-cut analysis. One thing I do know is when I look at Iowa State's scholarship chart right now, clearly the three spots open – but you look at next year, you've got Kasongo being the guy who would be graduating, and the rest of the team would be coming back after that. I think Prohm's really going to want to even out these classes. I think that this worked for Fred's staff. They really kind of embraced the spring. Not saying that Steve Prohm won't. He's clearly shown a dedication to recruiting transfers and doing what he can to get the best prospects on campus. But I don't think this is how Steve Prohm... This is the hardest thing for me to explain to fans, is that the game is just so different than it was 5-6 years ago when it came to transfers. Iowa State used to be one of the top destination for transfers. That's just simply not the case anymore when everybody else is in that game. And we're seeing this right now. So... I think you pick and choose. Shayok was a great signing for Iowa State. I think Ed Morrow would be a really nice signing for Iowa State. You continue to get one or two of those guys in the offseason, but this having 4 or 5 scholarships in the spring, I don't know if it's conducive to the strengths of this Prohm staff. Not the strengths. I don't even know if that's fair. I don't think that that's – these guys are all about relationships. And when you do that with the spring transfers, it's much more difficult to develop those relationships. And, you know, I don't think Iowa State's done taking transfers and grad transfers. They're going to continue to do that. Steve Prohm is no dummy. He knows that you have to do things like that at Iowa State to win. However, I think he's really concerned right now about straightening out some of these classes so it's not, oh, man, we just lost four or five guys, if that makes any sense. How will he do it? I don't really know, but I would guess that's something to watch here over the next year or two. Hopefully I answered some questions. I don't think I answered much, unfortunately, but I'm just being honest with you guys here. Again, it's a little after 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, the 25th of April, as I record this. It's a very fluid situation. It seems right now, I think as a fan, you can sit back and go, man, it seems like nothing's happening. There's actually a lot happening, but it's behind the scenes, and it just hasn't really played out in public yet. I think we all will sit here over the next week or two and see a lot more play out in public. Iowa State needs Justin to make a decision one way or another, and I think once that happens, some balls will begin to drop as far as filling the other three spots in this Iowa State class of 2017. Thanks to Heartland Flags. Love our friends at Heartland Flags, heartlandflagpoles.com. Check them out today. I'm Chris Williams signing off here. Short Tuesday recruiting pod for you at CycloneFanatic.com.